This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What is amazing is what is going on in the banking world. I'm here to tell you, even though, you know, I'm working here at CCO Radio, I have a small business. I have a podcasting and production company, and I do promotions for a lot of large companies on social media, on my podcasting network. And so, you know, I'm looking at this stuff and I'm wondering, okay, so these banks that are being impacted may not affect me directly. But if folks are frantically pulling money out of these California banks, and, you know, we heard them talking about it at the top of the hour in CBS News, how is that going to impact the companies that I do business with? You know, it's a ripple effect. And so I'm so glad that Jonathan set up an opportunity for me to talk to Matthew Goldberg. He's an analyst with Bankrate.com, and he is joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And let me just tell you, Matthew, it's scaring the bejesus out of me because some of my clients are in California. And I'm like, hey, what the hell is going on over there? Because I'm listening to CBS News, I'm watching your feeds, I'm checking Bankrate.com, and it is frightening, and there is a cause for concern. Where are we headed? What is happening?
Well, thanks for having me on, Shaletta. And first of all, people shouldn't panic. I mean, one of the things I was thinking about, you were just talking about daylight savings time. So last Sunday, we changed our clocks. You're supposed to check your smoke detectors so that you're prepared for an emergency or unexpected event. Well, that's the way I look at the first bank failure since 2020, and some of the largest we've ever seen. They're a wake-up call to check your own accounts, learn about FDIC insurance to make sure your money's protected in case of a bank failure.
You know what? You know, we're looking at them, and what you're telling me is we need to be looking at us.
That's what I'm. Yes, that is. I've been thinking about how to best approach this, and I think it's focus on what you can control. And so you can control finding out. Like, step one is find out if you're at an FDIC insured bank, and you can do that at FDIC.gov. There's the Bank Find suite, and you could enter in. You can search by name. Or in some cases, you could search by website. So that's kind of step one to look at. And actually, back in, I think, late November, the FDIC, during one of its podcasts, came out and said that it shut down about 100 fraudulent websites in about the past year, dating back to then. So again, there are some out there. And so, and especially when you're looking at an online bank or any kind of bank, make sure it's FDIC insured. So that's got to be step one.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, I want you to talk directly to small business owners who may not necessarily be concerned about themselves because they're on good financial footing, but who are doing business with these companies that are being impacted. Should we start stockpiling money? Is there somewhere we need to go? Should we pivot in some kind of way? What can we do to protect our businesses moving forward? We're going to talk to Matthew Goldberg about that next. It is 7:17. This is Steel Talk. Geraldine Steele is out. I'm in. My name is Shaletta Brundage. If you like what you hear tonight, you can always catch me on Saturdays from 11 to 2 for the Shaletta Show. Now, I was talking to Jonathan about this money situation because it has been scaring the bejesus out of me. I am in a catch and eat situation. I am a small business owner. And we have put all of our eggs in this basket. I even asked Sean, listen, stop working. Come work for me. Help me to build this company from the ground up. And we're going to feed our family and pay our mortgage and bless our church and community with, you know, the resources that we get from this company. But a lot of the companies that we do business with, they're out in California. And last Friday, we had the biggest failure of a U.S. bank since the global financial crisis was playing out in real time. Major lenders, tech folks, these folks are on the run. And so I said, get somebody I can talk to. And he got Matthew Goldberg, an analyst with bankrate.com. Matthew is continuing our conversation before. And I have to tell you, Matthew, you know, it looks like everything's okay. I mean, the bills are getting paid. The employees are getting paid. The kids are eating. But I'm looking at the people I'm doing business with, and they are on the run. We dealing with a lot of tech folks. But what you're saying is we really need to shore up what we got going on and take care of home.
That's right. And so, first of all, it's more rare for there to be years like 2022, 2021, 2018, 2006, or 2005. Those are years without bank failures. So it's more common for a few bank failures to happen in a year than it is for years to go by without a failure. But again, no, great point where looking at your own coverage, and you were talking about businesses. And so there's actually an FDIC tool. It's at FDIC.gov. It's called EDI, the Electronic Deposit Insurance Estimator. And so whether you're a business or an individual, you should go to that calculator and input your totals, your balances in there. Right. And to kind of get an idea, it's a great tool. And even if you're just putting in figures there to kind of learn more about FDIC insurance, it's a great way to learn the coverage limits and rules. So highly recommend that. And then EDI relies on you entering in the right information. So what if you make a mistake, you don't understand maybe your accounts? The FDIC.gov has a phone number as well, and that might be worth a call because it's your hard-earned money, and you don't want to find out later on that it wasn't insured.
And that is a valuable lesson. Talk to me about bankrate.com. You know, somebody's texting me and they're like, he's telling us to go to FDIC's website. What's on Bankrate? Should we go there first?
Well, Bankrate's going to be the place. So as you know, Shaletta, we've been in a rising rate environment. And so at Bankrate.com, we compare and help you look for the highest yield savings accounts and other type of accounts. And so you can look at our high yield online bank FDIC insured accounts because even though they might not keep up with inflation, you want to be in a high yield FDIC insured savings account for your emergency fund, your savings, because you want to take advantage of these rate increases. You don't want to be in a 0.01% annual percentage yield when the Fed has raised rates multiple times in the past year. So that's also another kind of wake-up call for you to look at your savings to make sure that you're earning the yield that you should be earning in 2023.
Well, I just can't thank you enough for coming on the program, for talking to us about what we need to be looking out for. You have eased and calmed my mind and fears because I was ready to jump off the second floor head first. Like, who going to be paying all this mortgage? I just made this man quit his job. and really giving us an opportunity as small business owners who need guidance from people like you who understand the market, understand what's going on. so that we can get our own affairs in order, so that we'll be ready in case anything happens. Because, you know, we never know what's going on. You know, one of the things, Matthew, that I am doing now is if I'm doing business with somebody, I won't have my money up front. Because right before COVID hit, I made all these deals. And then as soon as COVID happened, I wasn't able to collect on those fees. And so what happened was I wind up, you know, buying some things and doing all kinds of stuff. And then the next thing I know, I'm out of money, as well as I don't have any new money coming in. So I said, from now on, I'm going to have my money up front. And if COVID or the next big thing happens and shuts it all down, I'll have a little pad.
Well, I think you, with your point there, is we kind of learn from past experiences, and that way we learn from that for the future. So I think that's one of the things as well, where there were these large bank failures, but now it's been that wake-up call for us to check our own accounts and learn a little more about this FDIC insurance coverage.
Well, I just thank you so much for joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, getting us this information and these resources and these websites that we can go to and get this information. You know, we wouldn't have otherwise known what to do or where to go. So your information, your, you know, enlightenment on this has just been invaluable tonight. Thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Shaletta.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.